David Jones, principal at the Regis School. Today, this time last year, we were talking about building up to the Olympics, and it's a year on. Today, I guess, means just as much.
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, I was privileged to be at the Olympics as a games maker. It was a fantastic event. I think it surpassed all our expectations in all sorts of ways, both the performance of the athletes and just the way it engaged the whole country. And that includes this part of the world, you know, where we saw the torch come through Sussex a year ago. Our students certainly enjoyed that venture and enjoyed everything else that went with it.
How important is keeping today's event going on, I guess, for decades? Would that be the idea?
I think there's always been sporting events in schools, but this is just that little bit bigger, and it gives the children an impression of engaging in something on a much larger scale across the whole of Sussex and competing at just that little bit higher level and in a very well organised event in a fantastic centre.
A year on for the Olympics, legacy for the kids, what have you seen in your school and in schools in Sussex?
There's definitely been an uptake in interest in sport, and I think the recent announcement of the government to put more money into primary schools and to encourage them to develop sports practice and the teaching of physical education has been a very welcome move. I really hope it can be sustained well into the future.
Are kids direction, do they know what? It's great inspiring them, but it's then taking that on, isn't it? Have you had the capacity to do that, whether at school level, county level?
I think capacity is a real issue. You know, we're not in a time of great wealth and the sponsors aren't always coming forward. I think the dedication of teachers and coaches in all sorts of sporting domains remains very, very high. And I think upskilling those people is really important and just recognising all they do, because they put in a phenomenal amount on a voluntary basis, and that will be evident here today and every other major event over the summer.
Has it been hard to do this in a recession? Has it, in a sense, come at the wrong time, although perhaps we've made a good fist of it?
It's been very hard. I mean, the money has reduced, the sponsorship has reduced, and the goodwill has increased. And that's just brilliant that people will come forward and commit time and energy and skills to the whole day. And I think that's happening throughout sport, actually. But I don't think you can rely on that. You've got to have some infrastructure behind it. And that's what we've got to build up over the next few years.
We've seen the Don Valley Stadium closing in Sheffield or in Yorkshire. School sports partnership is, you know, under great debate at the moment. Mm. Are you happy about the next year and the years on, or is it a worry to some degree?
Oh, it's most definitely a worry. I've been involved in sport throughout my teaching career and before. I mean, the school sportsmanship has gone. You know, there are a few legacy elements in various parts of the country, including West Sussex, but by and large it's been disbanded. And that was a massive potential infrastructure to ensure that legacy. And it'll be interesting what the forthcoming government report says in terms of, are we meeting the legacy and the expectations? And I think that's published in a couple of weeks' time. So we look forward to that with great interest.
The Games were big to inspire children, but you were a games maker. What about the adult legacy? We've seen volunteers going back to sports clubs. We've seen Silverstone and other big sporting events investing and having the same idea of games makers, of people helping people out.
I think it was very special, and I don't think any of us could have anticipated just how superb it would be. Quite clearly, people are ready to give time, as long as they're appreciated. And I think, you know, that was the case with the London Olympics and the Paralympics. And I think it will bring people back to sport in a way perhaps they disengaged with it previously.
It potentially had the chance to make society better. Have you seen that?
I think we saw elements of it, didn't we, in the transport in London, where people were much more pleasant with one another on the tube and so on and so forth. And certainly working on the main gate at the Olympic Stadium, you know, it was such a warm feeling to greet people. It was a unique event. You can't expect that on a daily basis, but I think you learn from everything in life, and certainly we learned a great deal from that amazing opportunity last year.